Thank you. day the Creator has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
Who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the reading.
A reading from the book of Habakkuk. The oracle of the prophet Habakkuk saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not listen? Or cry to you violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law becomes slack and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous, therefore judgment comes forth perverted. I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me, and what he will answer concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them. But the righteous live by their faith. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Like the green grass.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare a supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Good morning. Please be seated. It's great to be with you all here today, or as we say at my grandma's house, aloha mai kakou. This is another way of just saying, so nice to be here together in this place. And you hear that often when you're in Hawaii, when people are getting together with friends or ohana at the park, at church, or at the beach. But today I want to just mention to you, you know, I have a lot of favorite authors. I do my fair share of reading, but one of my favorite authors is Anne Lamott. She's an American novelist, nonfiction writer, and New York Times bestselling author. And she's penned several books chronicling her struggles and challenges with her Christian faith. And her writing is bold and to the point. And in her book titled Dusk, Night, Dawn, she says, "Taking kids outside to love God and nature is just about the most Jesus-y thing we can do." Jesus-y thing. Jesus-y. It's a new word, but we get the point. She goes on to say that Jesus was nearly always outside with his disciples. And as an interpretive naturalist for nearly 10 years with the USDA Forest Service on the Oregon coast, I had many opportunities to take not just children, but also adults out into the natural world and connect them with nature. For me, at that time, it wasn't so much a Jesus-y moment, but it was one of the most enjoyable and satisfying jobs that I ever had. As a naturalist, my job involved connecting people with nature every day. And it was fascinating and delightful to see children and adults make that connection. Whether it was the stickiness of the tentacles of a sea anemone in a tide pool, or watching brown pelicans just offshore feeding, which meant watching these 10 to 12 pound birds with at least a 6 foot wingspan plummet 30 or 40 feet from the air head first into the ocean, which always prompted a reaction of like, wow, why, what are they doing? And I could joyfully say, they're fishing. And in fact, right now they're having lunch. And of course, my fascination with the natural world was only deepened and expanded when in scripture passages, I would find Jesus interacting with his followers using elements of the natural world, of creation, to teach, to guide, to calm, to console, and direct his followers. Sometimes it was a simple action like Jesus calming the waters of a stormy lake, or when Jesus called Peter and Andrew, two brothers, and also John and James, another set of brothers, who were all fishermen. And then he told them, "Come and follow me, and you'll be fishing for people." In another instance, Jesus illustrates God's divine providence and care for creation by directing attention to the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. while at the same time reminding his followers how much more God values them than those birds and flowers. There are other times when we learn about a fig tree, soil, sowing seeds, lost sheep, wheat, and weeds. In all these situations, Jesus marvelously provides opportunities for his followers, for us, here in this physical realm, to make a connection with the spiritual kingdom of heaven. In today's gospel, Luke opens up with the apostles saying to Jesus, increase our faith. Increase our faith, exclamation point. As I read between the lines, it's not hard to notice that there's no courtesy or respectful, oh, please increase our faith. It's just a straight out, increase our faith. And I think it's the stress that the apostles are beginning to feel. Because if you read in the earlier verses, Jesus is giving the apostles some advice and some warnings what possibly lay in their future, which evidently was unsettling. Unsettling enough to make them plea or demand to Jesus, increase our faith. I don't quite get how unsettled the apostles were, but I know for me and maybe for you, there are times when we or you, or I know I do, get overwhelmed and would easily adopt that echo, or I would echo the apostles of, increase my faith, Lord, please, increase my faith. And even though I try to manage and filter my news intake, as well as my scrolling through social media posts, I still get a chill and a painful poke when I learn of yet another attack on a synagogue in England. And then in the same week, I hear of another attack of a church in Michigan. This is in addition to my cousins in Hawaii telling me about that reef where we would scuba dive is now dying. Or that the weather patterns are subtly changing that are affecting the weather in Hawaii. Oh, increase my faith, Jesus. Increase my faith. Then there's Jesus' reply to the apostles, his reply to me, to all of us. Jesus said, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. To which I just kind of go, wait, what? And I would just easily reverently say, well, if you say so. It is interesting that Jesus uses as an example not just any old seed, like an olive seed, a date, a carob, all of those were around, but he specifically used a mustard seed, a seed that's significantly smaller than other seeds in that area. Now here's a naturalist moment, because the seed that a mustard that Jesus is talking about in the Middle East is of the mustard family, but it's of a different genus of the yellow flowering mustards that we see at the bird sites in the fields here in Yolo County. This is the same family, different genus. And this particular type of mustard, if you look it up or look at it, it's a small, like a mustard seed, almost like a grain, a smaller grain of rice. But out of this little seed, if you look it up, will grow a gigantic, what eventually could be a big giant shrub, which has all kind of symbolism of what a little seed can produce in the long run. Theologians have pointed out that by using a tiny mustard seed, Jesus was pointing out to the apostles, pointing out to me, to all of us, that their faith, that our faith isn't dependent on volume or quantity. Not how much, but our faith is really based on the source of our faith. That's what our faith is based on. And I think it's so human for apostles, for me, for all of us, to be in those moments where we're pleading and asking for more faith. And it's there. And God understands that. But God really wants us to realize the source of our faith. And God wants us to realize that with Jesus, we are rooted in faith. We are growing in hope. And we are reaching out in love as we all work to expand and to grow the beloved kingdom and beloved community of God.
Amen. Amen.
You are able. Join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed, which you can find on page 3 of your bulletin. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, so all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through whom all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and for the world. St. Francis dedicated his life to rebuilding the church by living in right relationship with all the creatures of the earth. Let us, too, dedicate ourselves to this task. Loving God, please bless our parish and your whole church. We pray for Presiding Bishop Sean, our Bishop Megan, and all our clergy, staff, and lay leaders. Let us be an open and accepting church. Let us be a forgiving and loving church. Let us be a brave and prophetic church, that we may reflect your love to the world. We pray in thanksgiving for the Archbishop of Canterbury. Lord, we ask you,
make us instruments of your peace.
St. Francis was not afraid to be despised by the powerful and to give up all worldly wealth and influence. May those in power never forget their responsibility to the poor, the disenfranchised, and the oppressed. May we follow in the footsteps of St. Francis, seeking peace and reconciliation at home and abroad, and speaking and living the truth of the gospel without counting the cost. Lord, we ask you,
make us instruments of your peace.
St. Francis took delight in every living creature and spread joy to all whom he encountered. Rooted in gratitude, wonder, and praise, may we too become bearers of God's light in the world, fulfilling Christ's desire, that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Lord, we ask you,
make us instruments of your peace.
St. Francis had compassion on all who were sick, weary, and suffering, even embracing those whom others were afraid to touch. May we too reach out to all in need with generous and open hearts. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. Lord, we ask you,
make us instruments of your peace.
St. Francis learned to be at peace with death, even calling death his sister, as he called the earth his mother and the sun his brother. May we, too, grow to accept our limits and our dependence on the great web of creation, and to see in bodily death the gateway to eternal life. We pray for those who mourn and for all the departed. We pray especially for the repose of the soul of Jane Goodall and for her family, friends, and all who mourn. Lord, we ask you,
make us instruments of your peace.
O Heavenly Father, who has filled the world with beauty, open our eyes to behold your gracious hand in all your works, that rejoicing in your whole creation, we may learn to serve you with gladness, for the sake of him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning again. After I'm done with the announcements, we will have the blessing of the animals. And I went over the choreography a little bit already, but just a reminder for those of you who maybe got here a little late. So if you're on this level, you come forward down this aisle where the clergy are on one side of you and the chairs are the other. You bring your pet forward, or a picture of your pet, or whatever you brought to you last. They come here, and then you walk them around and back down this aisle, so everybody's going in one direction. And the same down at the lower level. Front aisle, get blessed, kind of where Russ is standing right now, and then walk around. I do have a few announcements I'd like to point out. If you have your yellow announcement sheet, you'll see all of these in there. Especially the next couple of weeks, we are continuing with our stewardship season event. We have a speaker coming next week, and I hope people will stick around for that. If you're especially at the 10 o'clock service, right afterward, we're going to have Garth Lindsay. I met him through Ernie when he worked at the Arboretum. He's worked for several environmental organizations. And he's going to be here. He's going to give a talk on climate reality, change the story, change the world. And he shared a little bit of his plans, and I really think it's going to be excellent. Today, I forgot to say, we are also taking pictures. I wasn't here last Sunday. Some of you probably weren't here last Sunday. So I'm afraid to point at him because he's taking pictures right now. But Gabe back there is our photographer among about 20 other hats that he wears here, and just hang out with him after church if you want to get your picture taken, especially if you'd like your picture taken with a pet that you brought with you. The rest of the month, there are things going on. Like I said, next Sunday we have our speaker. Also next Sunday is our second Sunday Liturgy of the Word with youth. So it's happening. That's a new thing we start doing in the narthex on the second Sunday with Reverend Debbie. And then on the 19th, our first ever, maybe first annual, Great St. Martin's Breakfast Bake-Off is happening. Now, I know a lot of you like to bake, and some of you might be just a tiny bit competitive, and this is a way to bring those two things together. We have a sign-up sheet over there. We're just trying to get a sense of, will we have enough entrants in each category that we've created. So go take a look at the sign-up sheet that's on the easel and decide what you want to bring and read all of the instructions in here. That's the next couple of Sundays. And then, of course, on the 26th, we're having a big celebration. It's our in-gathering Sunday, and it's when we celebrate Dia de los Muertos, and we're having not only food, which has been like a hit for the last 2 years where we get food from those coyotes, but we're also part of the mariachi band.
Yay.
So
cool.
I just think it's going to be super fun. Last but not least, if you're on the vestry, we're meeting after church today in the library for just a few minutes. Please don't forget. And that's in addition to our regular meeting a couple Wednesdays from now. Okay, what about celebrations and milestones? Okay. And I see back there your 8th wedding anniversary.
Aww.
Yay! That's pretty cool. My older weddings, I love it. Anybody else have a celebration or milestone? A birthday, an anniversary, just something you want to share with the community? Yes. Okay, our prayer for celebrations and milestones that we say together is on page 4.
Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And now we will begin the blessing of the animals.
Jeffrey, can you play baby elephant?
walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Though we poison and destroy your good creation, you continue to offer us your abundance. In your mercy, you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus, transforming death into life. Through the Spirit, you continue to call us into covenant with you for the restoration of creation and the reconciliation of all people. And so we give you thanks, rejoicing with all of creation, as we join the saints and angels in their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
In the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and gave thanks to God. He broke the bread, gave it to his friends, and said, "Take and eat, for this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He took the wine and gave thanks to God, Creator. He gave it to his friends, saying, "This is my blood of the new covenant, shed for you and for all creation for the forgiveness of sins. Every time you drink of the wine, do this in remembrance of me." So we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Merciful God, we come to this table seeking reconciliation with you, with one another, and with all creation. Through these mysteries, reconcile us to our world and empower us to restore your creation and fulfill your will. Send your life-giving spirit upon us and upon this bread and wine, so that it may be for us the body and blood of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Stir in us the creative and redeem the destructive. Heal your stricken world, that the soil, the skies, and the seas may be filled with your life anew. Fill every heart with the sure and certain hope that we shall enter into the fullness of your joy when your whole creation is justified by faith and sanctified by love, and you are all in all. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, almighty and everlasting God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now first in Spanish and then in English we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us.
Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amén. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Now please rise for the first prayer. Loving God,
we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen.
Deep peace, pure white of the moon to you. Deep peace, pure green of the grass to you. Deep peace, pure brown of the earth to you. Deep peace, pure gray of the dew to you. Deep peace, pure blue of the sky to you. Deep peace of the Son of Peace to you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah.